Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Thursday morning, inside the locker room, we heard from a few players, including Aaron Hernandez, who spoke for the first time about being a father. Check it out in this first part of Locker Room Uncut.
I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm happy. You see him smiling.
Talk about the experience. Being a father for the first time, is it, you spoke when you got the contract about your life changing. Is this another one?
Definitely a life changer, especially every time I come to the stadium. Can't wait to go see her, and she's a cutie, and can't wait to go back and basically look at myself. Yeah, that's crazy. Best birthday gift you could have, having a daughter on your birthday, and especially a daddy's little girl. But yeah, it's an honor, and I couldn't ask for my life to be better at this point. And my life is pretty good, and thank God for that. And it's a blessing, and I still feel blessed daily.
Everybody talks to the athlete because he was perspective. What kind of perspective does having a child for the first time bring to what you do for a living?
I don't know, but I know one thing I know is it definitely changed my life. I'm going to look at things differently, and I may be the young and wild, but I'm engaged now, and I have a baby, so and it's just going to make me think of life a lot differently and doing things the right way, because now another one's looking up to me. I can't just be young and reckless Aaron no more, so I'm going to try to do the right things, become a good father, and be raised like I was raised.
In addition to Hernandez, we also heard from Jerod Mayo and Brandon Lloyd about this week's divisional matchup against the Buffalo Bills.
You take a lot of stock in what happened in the previous game, because the things that you didn't do so well, and if you haven't found a way to improve on that, going into the second meeting, you're going to see that you're going to see the same stuff again in that second game. And the stuff that you did well, you're going to have to expect that there's going to be an answer to it.
Anytime you're inside your conference, and like you said, inside your division, you always want to get those games. You know, you always want to separate yourself from those teams. And this is a game that we feel we have to have. You know, I think the sense of urgency is there, and we have to start stringing them together.
I don't think that this year we're going to be at a point where we're like, all right, we got it made, because we still have so much work to do. And we're working hard to improve on that. Week by week and day by day, but you know, it's a collective, it's a group effort, and that's what we're moving forward with.
Flip side though, like a game like the Rams where you connect quite a bit, a couple times, you know, but
there's only it was two catches.
Big ones.
Right.
Does that build confidence going forward?
It was two catches and two touchdowns, and we still have a lot of work to do.
You know, he's a smart player. He's very versatile. He's a great athlete. And he pretty much goes out there and does what the coaches ask him. So,
how does that change your communication role with him when he goes from corner to safety?
It doesn't change at all. You know, Devin, he's a secondary player. You know, he's in the secondary. So he can play either, you know, any spot out there. Our communication is the same, you know, at the second level as it is in third level.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.